Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Sunday, April 2nd, 2023, and today I am covering paranormal news. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal. .podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. And if you would like to support the show, there are a few ways to do that. Of course, sharing the show with anyone that is maybe interested that you think may like the show. As well as through buying some of my books through Amazon and or making direct donations to my various links for those. And those can be found in the episode description, all those links to Amazon and to the to those other sites, as well as a pinned post here in the Discord in this channel. So. Always appreciate any help that you all are willing and able to offer for the podcast. There are expenses. So any help with that would always be appreciated. Never expected, but definitely grateful for all the support, even just with listens and follows and everything. So thank you all for that as always and for listening, whether you are here for the live stream or you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds. Also, I am looking forward to having another way for you all to listen, and I will let you all know for sure as soon as that is available. So, I think with that, I can move on to the news here. I've already included all the links in this channel on Discord, and of course, I will include all those links in the episode description as well. So, and it's all about ghosts and hauntings tonight. That's just how it worked out. Sometimes you get a mix of stories, other times not so much. So starting with the first one here, this one is from, let's see here, irishmirror.ie, and it says, eerie figure captured on camera at, and I'm not sure how to say this, awfully, I'm not sure. That sounds terrible. I apologize if I'm terribly butchering that. But a castle that's haunted by a monk. So this is a castle that has been around, let's see here, for many years, many looks like centuries. And it has pictures in the article here for you all to check out. Mentions that a group of paranormal investigators caught an image of a figure, basically looking back at them or in the image anyway, and says that the image has caused a lot of quite a stir online. It was captured during an investigation of Kennedy Castle on Wednesday, March 22nd. So, not too long ago. The group was called Paranormal Supernatural Investigators Ireland, and it went into this castle to check it out, and were granted full access to most areas, it says. And they say that the the castle is very active, so and in fact, it may have been the most active investigation they've ever been on. So that's always amazing when you hear that. They spoke with staff that were there, and apparently they're talking about there was an abbey that stood there once before the castle was ever built. And so it's there's a lot of history in that, both in those, I mean, I'm sure in both of those kinds of buildings. So it says that it was, let me see here. The castle was originally constructed and around 350 AD. So that's over 1600 years ago. That just blows my mind. So, let's see here. Talks a little more about the abbey that was there before that. And it says that it's believed that a monk named Hugh and then a lady named, well, a woman named Lady Catherine Hutchinson and a child are all spirits or apparitions that can be witnessed there. And so, and apparently, that's a picture, again, from this investigation that appears to capture the image of the monk, a monk, or a, it's kind of, apparently it's hard to define. And this was the thing with pictures of the paranormal. You never, it's hardly ever cut and dry as it is this or it is that. It says there's one online commenter or user said to them it looks like a woman with a candlestick. Another said it looked more like the monk. But and another person said that they stayed there twice and felt the spirit or energy there both times. So that'd be amazing to go and stay in a place like that. I would love to do that. Anyway, so that's the first article I had for tonight. Move on to the second one here. These places always are amazing to me. Just the amount of history, again, 1,600 years ago. That's just, yeah, I don't know how to process that. But moving on to the next article here. Of course, it doesn't help that, of course, we're here in the U.S. and other than maybe ancient structures that are maybe not so well known, there's not anything here that is at least recognized as being nearly that old. So, so this next one, these first couple articles, few articles are about pictures, basically of paranormal activity and videos of paranormal activity. So, and this next one is from also the mirror.co.uk, so similar, I guess, connected outlet, says that, title says, shop worker baffled after friendly child ghost pushes trolley, which they mean grocery cart, I guess, into his new car. And so it basically, apparently there's a video that is attached to this article that shows a cart turning around and then being pushed into the side of the car. And according to the witness, the person that owns the car, his last name is Todd, he had recently been on a paranormal investigation and thinks that this boy followed him from there. And that is always a possibility, but I don't know if it's always... So often when you hear about that, a lot of websites like to sensationalize it by saying, oh, this spirit is now attached to the person that left there. And I think that can happen, but I don't know that that's the case in every situation. But, so anyway, Todd is wondering if the spirit was trying to tell him something by denting the car. Again, there's a video there, and, really, just that's if there was no wind, or if the wind wasn't really blowing in the area, that's an amazing event to have happen and to watch it. And they even had a friend there. So these kind of stories are always amazing to me because, sure, anything can be faked, but then you have to wonder, does that mean every single video out there is faked ever? I don't think so. So just it's. Always, I like considering the possibility of these videos, or at least similar events, being real, even if maybe the one that you're watching isn't real. I'm sure if you go look around online, you can find stories of similar experiences. So, just a thought. Something that's why I don't focus a lot. I don't do like video review shows, just for that reason, because there's so much that can be faked and exaggerated. But I think it is always good to sort of bring up these news stories when events happen that are covered by a news outlet. Just in case it might be something that actually happened the way that the witnesses say it happened. So, moving on to away from video evidence or photo evidence. Let's see here. Okay. This next one, these next couple are about colleges and universities and the paranormal activity that is said to go on there. And this one is from bgdailynews.com. That's Bowling Green, I believe. And the title says, Passing Down the Paranormal. WKU retiree collecting universities' ghost stories. And I just love this in a way because this is someone who's interested in all this and is able to take the time and talk to people in the area. And in the article, she mentions that she had to really go out and find these stories. It's not like here in some places where people come to someone and then they just start collecting all the stories. It started out slowly. And so this article mentions elevators running by themselves, voices heard from different classrooms, shadow figures seen out of the corner of the eye, and mentions that all are common things that people talk about in ghost stories that take place in colleges or schools. So, and one of the people that used to work there, just recently retired, let's see here, I'm trying to find the name, okay, Dr. Smith, Tamala Smith, it says in the article here, says that since she retired, she's been working as a full-time paranormal researcher. I would love to do this, to be able to go out and do these kinds of things in person on a regular basis. But apparently she's been she's conducted over 80 interviews with people who have been or have connections to the college in terms of paranormal experiences, and not just secondhand, but their own actual experiences. So, and she says it's not so much about whether ghosts are real, it's about capturing the stories, and I can understand that, and then seeing the patterns, she says, and hearing the similarities, which is part of why I do this show, is to look at all these possible patterns and similarities between so many stories of experiences. So I really like that. And Smith says that she's collected or documented stories from the early 60s up through 2020 to 2021. And so she's basically doing all this to work on a book. And before anyone maybe that hears that might think, oh, in it for money. Books do not go and make tons of money nearly as often as you might think. A lot of cases, it's just a project that needs to be put together into something. And sometimes books are maybe the best way to do it, especially when it's all words. So, says that Smith worked at the university for 25 years. Prior to retiring, and was so basically because of this, she heard a lot of stories from people. While she worked there, she actually was a police officer working the midnight shift there. So, and just a neat thing that's being done, and that goes into more of the details here about some of the buildings, but I just wanted to highlight that this is being done, and I hope that more people over time will do this with the areas that they either live or work in. Document the experiences people have and share them and make the paranormal more accepted, basically all around. So just want to share that. There's some stories of actual reports in that article. It's a good size article, so I'll let you all read it, the rest of it on your own. And we'll move on to the next article here. So let's see how many I have left. Okay. And then speaking of universities, this next one is about, let's see here. This is from Q985 online, or 985 online. And this says, one of Wisconsin's most popular universities has some extremely chilling stories to tell. And this is Wisconsin. And this is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And it says that it's known as one of the biggest, apparently it's one of the biggest party schools in the U.S. I have no idea about that, but just quoting the article there. But apparently several places on the college are said to be haunted or have paranormal activity. Mentions here phantom footsteps to apparitions. And so let's see here. This first one it mentions is the... let me see here. Okay. So the writer mentions that they've been to the campus a lot of times. And they were looking at online and found an article on this topic. So the first place they talk about here is the Union Theater. And several people there, it says, have reported seeing a male figure basically in Shannon Hall. And they think that, let's see here. It says many believe, so I'm guessing maybe it's a story, or not sure if there's any evidence on this, that it was a construction worker who unfortunately fell to his death in 1939 while working on the original building. Mentions that there was another apparition said to be there named Samuel Siegel, percussionist with the Minneapolis Symphony, who was actually playing. Now this part I'm guessing is verified, that the actual person and how they passed. They passed away basically during a live performance, and no one noticed it at the moment until after it was done, I'm guessing. It doesn't really go into detail. But apparently this happened in 1950, and so these are the two people that are thought to be responsible for unexplained sounds of footsteps, doors locking themselves, and lights turning on and off. Just a quick note on the doors locking. My apartment here, the front door sometimes will either lock or unlock itself. And after I've set it a certain way for whatever reason, either if I have it unlocked because people are coming over, they'll come and knock on the door, and I'll tell them it's unlocked, and they'll try to open it, and it will be locked. I've had other times where I had it locked, and then when I went to go somewhere, which is not every day, but every other day, but rather a few days, I'd find it unlocked. So it happened while I was there, while I was here, I mean, and yeah, I didn't know. So the door is locking, that's an odd experience to have. But let's see here. Let's go back to the article. I think we'll probably finish the show out with this article today and save the rest for the next time, the next news show, which will be in a couple days. But let's see here. This next place they mention is, or a couple places, is Bascom Hill and Bascom Hall. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Apparently a local news outlet says that the big hill leading up to the hall, which is at the center of the campus, was formerly a cemetery for white settlers until about 1846. And it mentions that several bodies were found lying underneath the hill when construction on the famous Abraham Lincoln statue started. And that statue apparently lies at the entrance of that hall. And that construction started in 1918. And apparently there are two plaques in the statue that confirm this. But of course, here's where the legend kicks in. Says that the hall itself is haunted by the ghost of one of the university's former presidents. And you hear about this in certain university or school settings where one of the people that used to run the place is said to still be there. And I wonder how much of that is maybe possibly a thought form, or maybe it's someone that just really loved being there. As I always say, we have no idea what the afterlife really is. And when you have apparitions or what appear to be spirits that hang out in places and stay in places, it may not always be that they are there because they're stuck or they don't know where else to go. It may be that they're there because they like the place and they want to be there. Just a thought. I have no way of knowing for sure. It says that many paranormal experiences and the building happened on the fourth floor, which is where the former president's office was located. So let's see here. I'll see if I can get to. Let's see here how many more things there are here. So there's a couple more places that they talk about in this article. A few places actually. They even go into. Other universities, apparently, just other stories of paranormal activity there, I'm guessing. The article goes on. And, so you can all check that out and for more details. I wonder about the whole school thing, because if you think about it, that's a whole gathering of several people that are there. It's basically like any kind of a business where there's people there every day, but then you also have the people that stay there. So that seems like a lot of energy that could be generated there and used by either spirits that are there or put together with all the thoughts of the people that are there that have heard these stories to make apparitions or make paranormal activity happen just based on the thoughts of the people that have heard these stories. So it's always something I think you have to consider, especially in places where there's reports of activity, and there's a legend associated with the place, but then when you look into the place, there's no history to back up that legend. Obviously, history can be lost, I think, and so you never know, but I also think people can just, over time and with great numbers, can generate their own paranormal activity at times. So that's going to do it for today. I'll save the other articles here for the next news show. And that'll be good. So we'll go from there. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with True Paranormal Stories from the Web on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.